The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass by. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, before I was ordained, I took a stab at writing. Screenplays, mostly. Had some minor success, maybe you've heard of some of them. A Few Good Men. Schindler's List. Goodfellas. Unforgiven. Some minor success. I'm thinking of getting back into it. My next project is going to be Zacchaeus, the motion picture. Originally, it was going to be a musical, but I think as a biblical epic, it'll work much better. Now, for any big-time movie that you do, casting is all important. The person I want to play Zacchaeus, Danny DeVito. I think he would be perfect. He's the right physical type, short in stature. He can play real downright nastiness. And then just turn on the charm and play that rascally yet lovable little munchkin. It's perfect. Can you see it? Can you imagine it? Scene opening up. There we have Zacchaeus standing all alone by himself. This ugly little man. The crowd in front of him. Not allowing this despicable little taxpayer to get a view of Jesus passing by. Do you know why tax collectors were so despised? They corroborated with the enemy. They collaborated with this occupying force. Every time the Jews saw the tax collectors, they were reminded that they were not free, that Rome had invaded, permeated all of what they did. Tax collectors made a buck for the empire and, oh, at the same time, lined their own pockets. They didn't want anything to do with tax collectors. So Zacchaeus is trying to get a look, jumping up, trying to crawl through the legs. All they do is kick him away, push him, swat him away like a bug. Ah! He's got an idea. Run down the road, climb the tree. Now, here is going to be a great scene. We're going to spend about 10 minutes watching Danny DeVito try to climb a tree. We'll bring out a chair, rope, ladder. It'll be great. And once he's up there, he makes eye contact. Jesus calls him by name. Here is a celebrity encounter. This insignificant little man, literally and figuratively, is singled out by a star. Now here's the turning point. This is the transforming encounter that we have in our movie. It's the buddy moment. Zacchaeus is not going to be alone. This is where we have hope. Hope that our hero will change for the good. Our hope that he will reach his full potential. And then in the final scene, everybody gathered around, and we see Zacchaeus, no longer ugly little troll that he is. He's cleaned up well, he's handsome, he looks good. He appears to be 2 feet taller than he was at the first scene, standing there in the midst of everybody and proclaiming, "I have changed," proclaiming to everyone around that he stands with dignity. That yes, indeed, he is a follower of the Christ. He is a new man. The last shot. This is going to make the movie. It's gonna make all the crowd just tears of joy and hope. And we'll have Zacchaeus standing there. Triumphant pose. The camera angle from below so that he looks really important. The aurora borealis playing behind him, wind blowing. Thunderous, authoritative voice of Jesus. Today, salvation has come to this house. It's gonna be fantastic. It's gonna be a blockbuster next summer. You don't agree? Do you have a problem with the casting? All right. Let's cast someone else in the role of Zacchaeus. Let's cast ourselves. Because the story of Zacchaeus is our story. Don't we feel alone and by ourselves at times? On the outside, looking in, that the silly things that we've done, our sins, have just separated us from the community, feel like we're unworthy to join the rest of everybody else. Don't we all want to get a glimpse of Jesus, but don't know how to get close to him? Isn't it true that we have all heard Jesus call our name and tell us that he wants to be close to us? And every time we do encounter the Lord, doesn't that change us? Doesn't that transform us? Don't we all yearn to be found? Don't we all yearn to know that in spite of ourselves, salvation is at hand?